This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thank you for that. Whether you're listening on 550 K-Fire, the mothership, legendary voice of the Northern Plains.
Or it's snowing like crazy.
Well, don't complain, because we had that yesterday.
It was like, well, not complaining, just noting.
Shoveled it all, too. It wasn't too bad, though. It's kind of like fluffy stuff.
So how much did you guys have there?
As far as shoveling. Kevin, what did we have?
About an inch and a half, maybe. Yeah, two, probably. Mm-hmm.
I thought it was a little more than that.
Maybe a little more. Depends on where.
A pocket is 6 to 8. I get to drive through and be in Washburn later today. So as I sit here on the radio and tell people, don't go anywhere unless you absolutely have to, I'll just go out and enjoy a ride.
Well, you absolutely have to, because you have a radio show to do.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. So you got to do it. And also, by the way, AM 1100, The Flag, 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley. You tuned in there. Thank you. KLTC at 1460 on your radio dial. And also KTGO at 1090 on your radio dial. Senator-elect Kevin Cramer is going to be here for the full hour for a talk radio town hall. Daniel, if you could tell me when Congressman Cramer is ready to roll, that'd be great. Be swell, wonderful. And what else? Well, I guess I could tell you what else we're going to do on the program today. How about that? We're going to talk to Dwight Keller, who's the president of IBAND. That's the Independent Beef Association of North Dakota. And Kenny Grainer, who's the president of the U.S. Cattlemen's Association. You've heard of fake news, but have you heard of fake beef? You got to be careful, folks. You want the real deal. So we're going to talk about that and a few other issues and welcome your calls, questions, and comments. Quick preview of what's to come. Clint Romache will be here on Monday. Staff Sergeant Clint Romache. He's been a guest of ours previously. I guess most recently joining us to announce his endorsement of Congressman Kevin Cramer's candidacy for the Senate. It worked. But he is in a new movie. They're featuring Medal of Honor winners in a new series, and so we're going to find out a little bit about that. Looking forward to that. Thanksgiving, I started a tradition, mostly because I go to Grand Forks for Thanksgiving, where I would get out of the duties related to preparing a meal, because, quite honestly, I'm not much help in that regard. I mean, I can do grunt work, and they do let me carve the turkey. But for the most part, like the gravy and the potatoes and, you know, all the prep and everything, I'm going to mess that up. I'm just going to be honest with you. I'm going to lay it on the line. I'd mess it up. So what I do is slip across the street and do a radio show at the world-class Ralph Engelstad Arena, which to me feels like home. I love the place. I spent 18 years in Grand Forks, and one of the really exciting things my last couple of years there was being part of a wonderful group led by Dean Blaze and Tom Clifford and Earl Strinden, and I shouldn't start naming names because there were so many wonderful people part of that that effort and that building committee. Of course, Ralph Engelstad and his generosity a part of it. Was really a lot of fun. Have I ever told that story on the air? I should tell that story sometime. Maybe I'll tell it on Thursday next week for Thanksgiving. But Tom Clifford called me one day and said, you need to be on a plane. Get to the airport. I'm like, okay, where are we going? Well, Ralph is coming in, and he wants to go look at the other arenas. other arenas, all the other arenas that we're competing with. Because Jeff Bowen, then an assistant coach, had put together this little letter saying, you know, we're losing recruits to places with nicer buildings in Denver and Colorado and, you know, Mariucci Arena and the Kohl Center in Wisconsin and, you know, Ohio State is building one. And so we put that in a little letter to Tom and gave it to Ralph. And all of a sudden, Ralph said, let's go see these. And within a few days after seeing them, he's announcing a $100 million gift to build that world-class arena. So it's fun to do broadcasts from there. I enjoy it. So we'll see if Coach Barry has some time. We'll have a little fun on Thanksgiving. And do our annual survey, the really important question on Thanksgiving, white meat or dark meat. So our Turkey Day survey. We'll be doing that on the program. So a little preview of what's to come right there. And without any further ado, let's get cranking with the Talk Radio Town Hall. Your questions and comments welcome for Senator-elect Kevin Cramer. Hello, sir. How are you?
Hey, Scott. I'm well, thanks. How are you?
Well, I'm still enjoying saying Senator-elect, I have to tell you that.
I don't mind hearing it, although I've always preferred Kevin, as you know.
I know, but it just is, it's, you know, what it seems to me is a culmination of a very long process that no doubt your family felt and North Dakotans felt through the campaign process. And it's kind of nice to come out and have what you were seeking be reality. So it's, I mean, it just feels, I think I speak for most, you know, North Dakotans that followed this process and supported you, that it feels really good, you know.
It does, and it's important, Scott, no question about it. The, you know, the Senate is quite a place, and as you know, Chris and I are out here for orientation, have been out here all week, have gotten to know many senators. Of course, I knew several of them before, but getting to know a lot more of my Democratic colleagues and as well as Republican colleagues. We've gotten in the middle of some pretty serious policy discussions, of course, as it relates to the rest of this year, and that's been important. You know, finding where all of the nooks and crannies on the other side of the Capitol are is one of the biggest challenges sometimes, it seems. But yeah, it's been good. It's been a good week. You know, it's been a little bit uncertain because Rick Scott, of course, remains in this recount situation in Florida, although he did spend a day with us and it was good to be with him. And but yeah, it feels good, but it is important, and it becomes more important as we watch the Democrats have their leadership battles over in the House, and then looking at an expanded majority for Republicans in the Senate, and the importance of judges and justices and executive nominations. It's, you know, the Senate looks pretty darn important right now.
We talked to Senator Hoeven yesterday, and he mentioned that it was fun to have you over on that side, and he enjoyed doing introductions. Although he said every time he introduced you to somebody, you already knew him, so you didn't really need him.
I think he was a little surprised maybe by a couple of them, because of course the funny thing, Scotty, is of course I've been in this for a long time. I know it's hard to believe such a young person could have so much experience in politics, but I was pretty close to John Thune way back when we were both executive directors of the North Dakota and South Dakota state Republican parties in the 1990 election cycle. So John and I have known each other a long time. Of course, it was an honor to be able to vote for him for a whip. At our organizational meeting in the old Senate chambers, to be surrounded by all that history and to be able to elect my friend, you know, cast a vote along with all of my colleagues. Of course, we didn't really cast a vote because it was unanimous consent. So it wasn't even unanimous consent. It was without objection. But John Thune, of course, assumed the number two slot in the Senate conference. And so that's pretty cool.
Now, you in the past have been critical of the pace at which the Senate moves compared to the pace the Republican majority did in the House previously. Is there can you count enough noses to see some sort of young guns that maybe might bring some change in that regard to the Senate?
There's no question, and several of those young guns, as you call them, that there's a group that literally calls themselves the Bears Den. And they are the class of 2014. And, of course, they're people that will be up now in the next cycle. So the people like Cory Gardner and James Lankford and Steve Daines, Shelley Moore Capital, Bill Cassidy, So there are a lot of them that were former House members that served with me who are now, in the Senate, and they've been wanting to make some changes, and we've talked a lot about it. In fact, I spent some time yesterday talking even to some of the more senior members about some of it, and particularly Scott, and this gets into the civics a fair bit, fairly deeply, but, you know, this one rule, we're all quite familiar with the 60-vote rule, filibuster rule for cloture and all that, but the one rule that I think we have a real shot at getting fixed, it's been tinkered with here and there, but it's what's called the 30-hour rule, and that's when cloture's been, passed, when you get to cloture and start debate on a bill, the requirement that you have 30 hours of debate, that one person can demand 30 hours of debate, is what holds up a lot of the clock. It's very inefficient, of course, as, the Senate can't do two things at once. So that means for 30 hours, if you're debating a non-controversial appointment, for example, to the FERC, that, it does nothing but stops the clock.
Hold that thought. We'll continue with more. What's Congressman Kevin Cramer, Senator-elect Kevin Cramer, and your calls next. Don't go away.
Hey, I'm Matt, the pizza guy for Pizza Corner Pizza. Second in Maine in Valley City, North Dakota is a destination. That's where in 1977 the magic of Pizza Corner Pizza was created. A family recipe that included a pizzeria-style crust, tangy tomato sauce, and best of all, generous amounts of the finest quality toppings. Soon, Pizza Corner Pizza was dubbed the finest anywhere. Today, that tradition continues. And with the fresh, updated look of Pizza Corner Pizza, we're confident the legacy will live on. Purchase one from your local grocery store today. Fresh, new look, same great taste. That's Pizza Corner Pizza.
Cattlemen and Women, the Independent Beef Association of North Dakota invites you to come out for a day to discuss the issues regarding our cattle industry. Bring your neighbors and your kids, free daycare available. The date is Saturday, November 17th at the Ramada in Bismarck. Hear from Dr. Susan Keller, Dr. Kevin Sedovic, grain specialist Jess Peterson from United States Cattlemen Association, along with Newcastle, Wyoming rancher Tracy Hunt. To register, go online at iban.org. There's also a gun raffle, dance, and banquet following.
Take your wireline career to the next level at MBI Energy Services. MBI has immediate openings for experienced wireline engineers and operators in their Dickinson location. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 Best Place to Work in the Oil Patch. MBI makes your safety their top priority and offers generous pay, a best-in-class benefits package, and excellent training. If you're looking to grow your career with an established local company, visit MBIEnergyServices.com and apply today.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
With your calls, questions, and comments. You can also text Todd 226-8503 or me 367-2054. But we love it when you call. I ask you questions of Senator-elect Kevin Kramer today on the Talk Radio Town Hall. We're doing it on Friday this week just to accommodate Kevin's schedule. And he's off to vote now, so he's going to call us in a moment from the vote. Brought to you by North Dakota's oil and natural gas champions. You know, that supply is helping meet America's demand right now, right here from North Dakota. And the folks in this industry are committed to using the talent and resources wisely to build a strong, sustainable future for our family, for friends, for neighbors, proving that commerce and communities can work together for the good of all. It's happening now with the Energy of North Dakota. Find out more at energyofnorthdakota.com. Texter says, I watched all the episodes of the Netflix Medal of Honor series on Tuesday night. Many times one might feel a bit odd about binge watching, but this series is not one of them. Please thank him for all of us. He'll be here Monday on the program. Glad Netflix did that. Have a Medal of Honor series. Clint Romachet is there. He's, of course, on Congressman Kramer's Veterans Advisory Board. He's written a book. Has a North Dakota connection. Spent some time working here. And now I think all he does now is tell his story nationwide, which is pretty good, pretty special. No doubt about that. So we certainly appreciate that. So as I mentioned, Congressman Kramer just found out during the break that he had to go vote. And he was going to walk and talk on his way to vote. They're keeping him pretty busy there in Congress, not only the transition to the Senate, but also, obviously, all the duties in the House. We have him back yet, Daniel? All right. While we're waiting, I can tell you two things. One, the folks at Pipers have got quite the lineup for a special auction at their Auction Center of North America in Steele. You ever seen that? It is something. Great facility, and they got a big day planned on Thursday, November 29th. Thursday the 29th. Lineup of equipment includes top-quality second-hand excavators, ranging in size from a PC-200 to 400 and a Volvo 210 Komatsu as well, mid-size six-way dozers, wheel loaders, trenchers, haul trucks, skid steers, aerial lifts, service trucks, new and used skid steer attachments, a bunch of semis, semi-trailers, egg hopper trailers. Great range of tractors, even an 81 coach bus. There's a tailgater's dream. 10 a.m., November 29th. Put it on your calendar. Check it out at Pipers.com. Congressman Kramer is back. Let me play you a question that came in while we were in the break. Go ahead and roll that, Todd.
Good morning, Congressman Kramer. There's a crisis at the border right now. With the invaders, what are we going to do about it? Have a good day.
Is this a crisis? Are these invaders, and what are we going to do about it?
Well, it's a crisis that's reflected in a lot more than just this, you know, this particular wave of immigrants are heading toward the border. The crisis is that it's an ongoing problem, not that it's happening now. It's ongoing. It's, you know, what we're seeing recently, of course, is a pretty strong illustration of it, but the bigger problem is that it's ongoing. And we're already doing something. As you know, the president has several thousand troops at the border. They're helping shore up some of the physical barriers, adding to what they can, providing logistical assistance, of course, to Border Patrol, and sending a very strong signal that you can't come here illegally and expect to claim, you know, hardship. So, you know, the president, I think, is doing everything he can do. What can the Congress do? Well, the Congress can support it. And one of the ways they can support it is by funding the wall and making that down payment that he's requesting in the year-end appropriations bill. Therein lies what will be, without a doubt, the most politically contentious issue between now and New Year's. So we'll see how that goes. But, it's time to take a stand, in my view. The other thing is, of course, we've got some other things holding up the show a little bit. You got Senator Flake, who is insisting on protecting the Mueller investigation of us, a bill that I think is non-constitutional and certainly never will become law. And to do that, he's insisting on that before he would release any of the judges that are and executive appointees that are in the docket for confirmation by the Senate. So it's going to be an interesting last several weeks of the legislative session, to say the least.
Here is something that the San Diego Sector Border Patrol Chief Patrol Agent Rodney Scott said about being ready for this group. Go ahead and roll on.
So I think that rhetoric is telling of what makes these caravans different than the ones in the past. But we've been getting ready before this actually happened. We've got nearly 8 miles of new border wall constructed here in San Diego. That construction is ongoing, so that creates some vulnerabilities for us, but that's what Department of Defense has been helping us put in place. I have a great relationship with the U.S. attorney here, though, and anybody that crosses a border between the ports of entry that's amenable to prosecution, we will charge them with illegally entering the United States. And then the president's proclamation that was recently enacted or put out as an interim rule, you'll be ineligible for asylum if you illegally cross between the ports of entry. So part of it is our messaging, but part of it is our response. And we have shifted several hundred Border Patrol agents into the area.
The response has been pretty extraordinary, hasn't it? I mean, obviously, we're still waiting for it, but I'm impressed that we're acting between troops and, you know, Department of Homeland Security and everything else. I mean, we're doing about everything we can, aren't we?
Well, Scott, you raise a really important point, and that's what I said about sending the right signals, and that is that this president is already, in his rhetoric, has already made it pretty clear it's not business as usual, and all he's doing is requesting, demanding enforcement of existing laws and using the assets that he has to do exactly that. So, no, I think the response has been great from the administration. But the administration's asking for additional help, and mainly in the form of more money for a physical barrier, otherwise known as the wall. And the American people elected based on that promise to a large degree, and we need to do whatever we can to provide it and to provide those resources. So, no, you're exactly right. But I don't think we can understate, you know, his point, and that is sending the right messages. When you send the message that we're not going to enforce laws, that the borders are wide open for you, that come on over, you'll be well taken care of, you know, obviously you're inviting this behavior. And if you send the message that we are a sovereign country, we have a right to protect our borders, that we welcome people here through the legal means, that we're a generous and compassionate nation. Hi, Scott. That was another Scott that just said hi. Anyway, we're a compassionate nation. Scott Wong with the Hill.
Let's let you vote, and then we'll come back after the break here. Mike and Bismarck has a question, too, and you can finish your answer there. Don't go away. More after this on What's on Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven. I have been in Norway 174 times and had over 49,000 people with me on tour during the past 50 years. Come and join me on a beautiful Best of Norway tour, August 12th through the 24th, 2019. See Norway at its best. There is a fjord in your future. Hundreds of waterfalls and the beautiful, spectacular mountains. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people. Phone me toll free, 1-800-343-0093, and I'll send you a complete packet of information on the tours that we offer to Norway. Again, August 12th through the 24th, 2019. Call 1-800-343-0093, 1-800-343-0093. Welcome along.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It was an apparent mistake in a court filing that's revealed federal prosecutors have filed charges against WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. His name coming up in a case that has nothing to do with the release of thousands of classified documents in 2010. It's also not related to the special counsel's investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. Reports are the U.S. is preparing, though, to prosecute Assange and is confident of getting him to stand trial.
The death toll from the Camp Fire in Northern California is now up to 63. The list of people missing in the vicinity has soared to over 630. This man lost everything and is staying at a shelter, but says...
The generosity and the love that I've seen come forth, it's overbear. It really is.
This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
A private non-profit organization dedicated to saving lives. A WSI as well partners up with us to tell you about things that are on the safety calendar that will save lives. Simple as that. That's what it's all about. WorkforceSafety.com to find out more there, and also NDSC.org. So I'm looking ahead here towards the end of the month, and there's HazWhopper. A first responder awareness and refresher. There's a confined space entry, a supervisor training session. There's a CPR, AED, first aid, November 20th in Fargo. Pediatric course, by the way, December 8th in Bismarck. Alive at 25. Now, that's a good one. Defensive driving course, great for young drivers. Grand Forks, December 2nd. Fall protection awareness in Grand Forks on the 5th. And OSHA 10, general industry in Bismarck. November 20th and 21st, they have these all over. NDSC.org, and then if, right at the top of the page, you'll find a way to click on that and find out about all the training. Okay, Congressman Kevin Cramer joining us on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Questions or comments, welcome for him today. And are you able to take, are we ready for a call?
Sure. Call.
Before you vote, we can take one?
Sure, yep, now's a good time. I'm between votes. Yep.
Okay, Mike in Bismarck, what's on your mind for Congressman Kevin Cramer?
Well, first of all, I want to thank you and your family for laying it on the line for the rest of us in North Dakota. We appreciate the toll that takes on a family, and we're praying for you.
Thank you.
My question is in relation to more what you, the people's house in which you just came from, as you like to call it. Democrats are saying that they're going to start 85 investigations into the Trump administration.
Sure.
And I find that, as a taxpayer, very frustrating, because it sounds like it's when we got more important things like the farm bill, that there's always a budgetary cycle that comes up and so many other things that are so important. It's almost like it's the Democratic perspective. Let's give ourselves permission not to work for 2 years. And if you could offer insights on that.
Yeah, well, I think you nailed it very well, Mike. The problem is really a prioritization of issues. And while oversight is a relevant and important function of the Congress, when you start out with 85 subpoenas and announcement that you're going to investigate everything you can about the Trump administration, which is strictly out of spite and just really vengeance for their inability to win the last election. It's very frustrating. And there are important things. And by the way,
Like, there are a lot of things that are important that there's a lot of agreement on. It, weird as it seems, immigration, fixing immigration is one of the areas of agreement. Now, how we fix it, of course, not all that agreeable, but there are lots of areas, even within immigration, that there's agreement on. But they don't want to roll up their sleeves and find common ground. In fact, by the way, in a divided government, I think the case can be made that it's the sort of the perfect time to, you know, sort of gravitate back to those areas of common ground and work out a deal. And this president, by the way, is, I think, perfectly suited to do exactly that. But they seem, at least in the early going, a good number of them seem to want to spend the next 2 years just relitigating the last election as we prepare for the next presidential election. And you're right, as a taxpayer, you should find that very frustrating because that's not what you sent people here to do. And by the way, these investigations are very expensive as well. And it's a distraction from the president's work, which is very important as we're trying to do, as you know, improve our trade deals. We have a lot of them in the works right now, a lot of encouraging news on a lot of those fronts. Obviously, we have the border crisis. We still have a situation in the Middle East that is a tinderbox. We have the Saudi situation that is, you know, that needs to be, litigated with our partners. So there's a lot to do that seems to need to be a much higher priority in seeing if we find some way to embarrass or impeach the president, none of which is really going to happen. It's just going to take a lot of resources to make a political point. It's very unfortunate.
Mike, appreciate the call.
We'll see if it hangs in there, by the way. I think, as you know, as you're seeing, they're having a real struggle with their own leadership elections and Nancy Pelosi's aspiration to be Speaker of the House. So, and we do have a farm bill to get done. And right now I'm looking at Mike Conaway, the chairman of the House Ag Committee, doing an interview with one of the agriculture publications right now. So it'd be almost fun to listen in.
Yeah, when? Yeah, appreciate the call, Mike. Thank you very much. A couple quick texts here. If you have time, can you ask Kevin Cramer about the Hearing Protection Act, if he knows anything about it?
Yeah, well, I know about it. I don't know the status of it in the United States Senate, although I did hear it come up in one of our discussions just the other day, so it is interesting that it has the attention of some senators, some Republican senators anyway. What the bill refers to, Scotty, is it's a bill that relates to the treatment of hearing protection, or like a silencer on guns, and how silencers are treated in the tax code and how they're treated among gun ownership. And by that I mean the registration and the hoops and loops that you go through just to have hearing protection as a sportsman and as somebody who does a lot of target shooting and whatnot. It's really a mismatch of treatment in the code for hearing suppression or noise suppression attachments to guns, and really just one of those crazy things that should be easy to do. Obviously, no problem in the House. I'm a prime co-sponsor of legislation to do that, but the Senate's been a bigger problem. So we'll see. Now that we have a couple more Republicans, and we've upgraded a little bit in a couple of areas, whether or not we can get to that, see if we can pull it across the line in the Senate.
Another question, has Heidi Heitkamp called to congratulate you yet? The listener wants to know.
You know, I saw Heidi out here the other day, and I think all is well. We just, we're just going to move on.
You have a conversation with her?
No, just a quick greeting. But all is well, really. I know people are curious about this issue, but, we've got a lot of work to do, and we can do it just fine.
Yeah, I'm amazed, actually, how many people have, because we've got a few listeners say, who cares, move on, just, let it go. But
yeah.
a lot of people are actually kind of furious about, the lack of just decent decorum to congratulate an opponent. So, that's, I guess, why they're asking. Josh in Willow City for Congressman Cramer. Go ahead.
Senator-elect Cramer, first of all, congratulations. I am glad to see that you are back in Washington. My question for you is, besides border security and immigration, what changes are you hoping to help push through now that you are in the Senate?
Yeah, so there's a number of things. First of all, we certainly want to get the farm bill done, and we want to get it done before I become a senator, while I'm a senator-elect. that's a high priority over the course of the next few weeks. And by the way, a lot of progress has been and is being made on that front. So there's reason to be optimistic. Certainly the trade, on the trade front, I want to be able to offer whatever assistance and whatever encouragement and whatever direction I can with the administration to continue working on these trade deals, but to get them done. And grateful for their commitment to getting better trade deals for our farmers and manufacturers and software developers and everybody else. Other things are, I think we still have to tackle healthcare. I think healthcare is a mess. The prices continue to skyrocket, but we are seeing some encouragement, you know, when the administration has done some things specifically relating to pharmacy prices, for example. That's been very encouraging. We're seeing some improvement there. We, you know, the elimination of the individual mandate has been a great encouragement, which we were able to do in the tax law. The administration allowing the short-term, extending the time frame for the short-term insurance plans, which has already helped bring prices down for many people. But there's some low, what I consider low-hanging fruit to improve the Affordable Care Act, things like broader use of it and growing health savings accounts, things like association plans, allowing individuals to be treated the same as large corporations in terms of the types of plans that they can participate in, which, again, brings down premium prices, provides more alternatives. There are some things where I think we can find some common ground and we can work on, and we need to do that because otherwise the cost of health care just continues to eat into the family budget. We need to do better.
Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Let's see who's next. Looks like Gary in Jamestown. Go ahead for Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Gary?
Yes. Good morning. I was watching TV news this morning. Here they show this video via night vision of some illegal immigrant using wire cutters to cut through concertina wire placed on the ground in some remote location along the border.
Yes.
As long as we got the military there, why not have a sniper when he sees this going on in the middle of the night? He can put a 30-06 projectile into the ground about 5 feet away from some wire cutter like this and watch what that illegal immigrant does with the wire cutters.
Well, you know, when you start using firearms, that escalates things probably in a direction that would have more consequences than values, more negative consequences than value, for lots of reasons. I would hope that this is why we need to build a wall. We need to build a solid structure that can be monitored while at the same time keeping people back. I am a very strong advocate for concrete wall. I know that the Department of Homeland Security is not. They like the open steel walls. I just feel it's too easy to cut through in my mind. It's also, you know, the ability to see through it is not a security benefit, but more of a security risk in my mind. I think if you can do some things with concrete. But anyway, it really what it illustrates is the need for a more robust, better barrier along all of the border that is plausible, feasible to build one in. And that's why we need to try to get the funding, if we can, into the appropriations bill before the end of the year.
Gary, thanks for the call. Appreciate that. Others, welcome. Last chance here in our final segment coming up to talk to Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Text me at 367-2054 or Todd at 226-8503 or call us at 258-0550. Here's one we'll have you answer on the other side of the break because I won't have enough time for an answer, but I'll get the question in. Scott, until employers stop employing illegals, there will never be reform. Get after the businesses and employ illegals. Republicans and Democrats won't hurt their donors. All right. So there's an assertion from all right, we'll do that when we come back. And what's on your mind? And the Talk Radio Town Hall.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Join the best team in the West.
MVI Energy Services, with immediate openings for diesel mechanics, lube techs, and traveling mechanics. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MVI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 Best Place to Work in the Oil Patch. MVI provides excellent pay, benefits, and training, and is a strong supporter of our local communities. Apply today at MVIEnergyServices.com. MVIEnergyServices.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Levi Taylor of Ypsilanti. This harvest season, North Dakota soybean farmers will be storing their soybeans, which can bring challenges. NDSU Extension Agriculture Engineer Dr. Ken Hellevang recommends soybeans be harvested at 11 to 13% moisture to limit cracks in the seed coat and cooled with aeration to maintain their quality. Dr. Hellevang recommends avoiding temporary or emergency storage and consider selling other grains to free up on-farm storage for soybeans. All storage options need to prevent moisture intrusion and permit cooling the grain with aeration. To store in bags, soybeans also need to be between 11 to 13% moisture. Select an elevated location and run bags north-south to achieve uniform temperature. Grain piles must have cover and aeration. A 1-inch rain will result in huge losses. For more information, visit ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
I'm up to 110 different media alerts in the last 10 minutes. Todd, I don't know how many you count, telling me that Jim Acosta's press credentials are being restored by a judge. You know, if you need any proof that there's a fake news media, this is a nothing burger of a story. I don't care. We got a caravan headed for the border. We got more things to do in this country, and they obsess over a reporter's credentials who's a jerk, and that's why he lost his credentials. If you're not a jerk, you keep your credentials. Oh, there's 155. Yeah, they just keep coming in. Every news organization has to tell me this, and they think that's news. No, one of their own. Oh, yeah, judge, got him back. Yeah, stick it to Donald. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so enough of my rant. I want to just tell you that our friends at MyPillow are a fine sponsor of this program. We thank them for that, as we do all of our sponsors, because without sponsors, we're not on the air. We're not here behind the microphone. We're sweeping floors somewhere else. You know, we're just not, we're not here. And we love being here and love facilitating this conversation. So we encourage you to support our sponsors, all of them, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on these radio stations that you listen to. What's on your mind? It's very, very important. My Pillow is giving us an unbelievable deal on the new mattress topper. So you can get 30% off, plus they throw in two standard pillows right now. Just go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call them at 800-506-9028. As someone that sleeps on MyPillows and also a MyPillow mattress topper, you won't be disappointed. It is the best. It's like you're floating. Trust me. 800-506-9028. Okay, so you heard the question from the listener before the break. Just to recap for anybody that missed this, until employers stop employing illegals, there's never going to be any kind of reform. And you got to get after the businesses that employ illegals, but Republicans and Democrats don't do that because they're donors. You say what?
I think they're exactly right. There's a lot, there's a strong point there. I mean, it's one of many components, but, you know, what's interesting, Scotty, is we have such a strong economy now. This gets even tougher because we have 7 million unfilled jobs in this country right now, and we only have like 5 million people looking for work. And so it only exacerbates the problem, but it is not an excuse to incent illegal immigration. And so just as I said earlier about the message we sent, for example, to other countries and to people seeking asylum or for whatever reason they're coming to the United States, sending the signal that you can get a job here without being legal because employers will look the other way is a very bad signal. But it's been at the heart of the Republican problem for a very long time. I mean, even Ronald Reagan wasn't crazy about this issue because, of course, there is this natural business constituency, but it's not confined to Republicans. The problem is that it does take away some incentive for some Republicans to do comprehensive immigration reform. For example, E-Verify would take care of this problem. And we've had bills in the House that would require the use of E-Verify. That's electronic verification. There's a system that can work and works very well. It takes a matter of seconds with your smartphone to verify the legal status of an immigrant that you would hire, whether it's on your farm or in your factory or in your plant or, for that matter, at your IT firm. And I think it needs to be part of any bill, and it needs to be required. And,
all right.
We want cheap labor. I understand that. But
we have 2 minutes left. We have a zillion texts, 3 calls. And it looks like Frank has been waiting the longest and Craig and Monty. So we're going to go as quick as we can. I'll get this one text in, at least, out of the group. Regarding the Morton County FSA issue, the state office has been poking around trying to figure out who started the original complaint. Given the county's history of retaliation, I can't imagine their intentions are pure. Would the senator be able to arrange a meeting with FSA higher-ups in D.C.?
Oh, I can, and I've talked to FSA higher-ups in D.C., not about this latest issue, but I have done exactly that. I'll make an inquiry to find out what's going on. I would hope that they're not trying to find one person or one farmer so they can retaliate. That the issue is far broader than who started it. Even if they found who started it, the fact that dozens have participated in it tells you it's a much broader problem than a single whistleblower that's got, revenge on their mind or something. No, it's a much broader systemic problem.
We're going to go real quick here. Quick questions, quick answers. Frank, give it a shot. Go.
Good morning.
Hey, hi, Frank.
Congratulations, Kevin. And when you get into the session with Colin Peterson over there, get the Bay Acres back for us guys that took over Dad's farm that never got farm payments because he had cattle and pasture. And there's also new farmers that took over Grandpa's farm, and they don't get the payment, and it's going to put them under if they don't get it.
We're trying to get it restarted. I appreciate that.
Here's another Farm Bill question from Monty in Tioga. Go ahead, Monty.
Yes, Kramer, I would appreciate it very much if you could find a way to get slaughter horses inspected in the United States.
Amen.
Both
Amen.
Slaughtered and inspected.
All right, Amen. Sounds like you got an ally there. Craig and Moorhead, quickly, go ahead.
Kamala Harris are disgusting about the KKK and ICE. She's disgusting. She wants to be our president in 2 years. I just feel so bad for you. I have to work with slime like that. That's all I have.
Well, it was an unfortunate series of questions that persisted. I agree. I've not met her yet, but I would hope. She kept talking about perception, trying to differentiate between perception and reality. Fortunately, the witness didn't take the bait.
Unbelievable. All right, we'll let you back at it. More voting, more transition, and talk again next week. Thank you, sir.
What's on your mind.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
So call and tell us.
Senator-elect Kevin Cramer. Repeat after me. Senator-elect Kevin Cramer. Kind of cool. More after this.
Agriculture and ethanol are one. How do we know? We talked to North Dakota farmers, like Michael Howell from Castleton. How much North Dakota corn goes to ethanol?
Oh, the guys that are growing corn in our area, it can get as much as 50-60%. Again, they like having that extra market. Castleton's a growing community. Tharaldson Ethanol Plant is one of the largest taxpayers in Cass County. And then you've got the city tax, too, there for Castleton. It's helped build brand new schools, increased home development throughout the town.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and they benefit small-town North Dakota.
It's just a really good economic multiplier for these rural communities, and not just Castleton. Of the four other ethanol plants, they're all located in small towns. Those towns and communities are feeling the increased tax revenue from having those industries.
Keep listening for more conversations with North Dakota farmers about ethanol and agriculture. They're one. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.